Ponytails. Read by Scribbler. Storm by Kitts. Pinkie Pie picked up the upper half of what had been the giant cupcake on top of Sugar Cube Corner. Small tears half formed in her eyes. The bakery had been a fixture in her life ever since she came to Ponyville. Its destruction hurt. Her gaze drifted up towards the plot of land the bakery had stood on. Only the foundation remained. She sighed before she caught herself.
"Pinkie," she said, "you cannot afford to sigh. How will you keep every pony's spirits up if you're down in the dumpy wumpies?"
She smiled. It was a smile only on the outside. But that would be enough. She could shed her tears in private later. For now, there was work to do. The wind was howling. It sounded like 1,000 angry spirits venting rage against the world. Twilight could barely make out the sound of Applejack shouting.
I can't hear you,
Twilight returned. The wind drowned out everything. Applejack slipped out of the harness she was using to ride the apple tree, leaning precariously over the Apple family barn.
I said, we need to go. We ain't doing much good out here. This ain't the only tree ready to go, and I don't think we can keep them all from around the house.
Twilight nodded, too exhausted from trying to keep 3 other trees from uprooting themselves. A sudden increase in the wind threatened to topple her trees. Her horn blazed brighter with the effort of keeping them upright. The light spilling from her served only to emphasize how dark the day had become.
I'll get Apple Blue and Big Mac will get Granny Smith. We'll head into town somewhere. It breaks my heart, but this farm just ain't safe no more.
You can stay with me in the library, Twilight gasped.
Thank you kindly, Twilight. Can you hold those for another minute? I need to fetch a tart for Granny. This rain will be none too good for her.
Twilight was already straining not to drop the trees right then and there. Can I hold them for a minute more? I must. She closed her eyes, concentrating everything she had on protecting the barn for just one more minute. Fluttershy wept openly. Standing among the rubble that remained of her house, she dug frantically in the debris. There was a rabbit warren here. She knew it. Perhaps he'd fled here. She had to get them. Even if Angel Bunny wasn't in this burrow, she had to dig it out. She'd already found too many of her friends among the wind-tossed remains of the Vale. She would not rest until she knew no one was left that needed saving. She didn't have time to sit and mourn, so she cried even as she unearthed yet another burrow. She nearly collapsed in relief. 12 or so rabbits were huddled together in the tiny warren. Angel was in front of the group. There had only been 2 living here before the storm. Fluttershy allowed herself a moment to sob with relief. This time she wouldn't have to add to her tears. She blinked her eyes clear and lowered her head to nearly ground level.
I'm glad you're safe, Angel, but there may be others still out there.
The rabbit rested his paw on her cheek for a moment, then nodded.
Now where is that family of ferrets moved to?
She took flight only long enough to get her bearings. The local landmarks weren't visible from the ground any longer. Rainbow Dash gestured to Cloud Kicker and pointed at yet another funnel forming. It was a big one. This morning, it would have been the biggest she'd ever seen. She signalled to Cloudkicker that she would lead her team in to take it from behind. Normally, the brash Pegasus would have attacked the Twister single-hoofedly, sending her own team in as backup. She'd never have let somebody else take the more dangerous route. But this was the 7th such formation she'd seen today. Normally, only the weather patrol would even be up here, but not a single Pegasus had shirked the call for aid. They all knew exactly what would happen if one of these funnels got through to Ponyville. They all had friends and family in town. She wondered where the help they'd been expecting from Clownsdale was. They'd sent a request for assistance, but no word had returned. She didn't want to think about what might mean. Her Cloudkicker's team ducked and dived. She glanced back to her squad. Bright Eyes flew 10 feet back, up and left, and Firefly took up the same position on the right. Normally, she'd have half a dozen ponies flying with her, all professional weather ponies. Not that these were weak flyers, there weren't any of those still aloft, but they lacked training. Every member of the Weather Patrol was leading 3 or 4 recruits. Twilight had come up with a spell that could help her keep the worst wind currents from tumbling the flyers and keep the rain from soaking and weakening their primaries. She had quickly taught it to every unicorn capable of casting it. It wasn't much, but at this point, Dash was willing to take any help she could get. She'd started the night with 6 recruits. She'd sent 3 back when she noticed them having trouble maintaining altitude. But Nightstar... She couldn't afford to dwell on it. She needed to focus on the now, on the job at hand. She stuffed her guilt into the back of her mind and buried them under layers of worry, doubt, and fear. She gestured forward toward the cyclone. Her team of 3 dived, tucking their legs and wings tight to their bodies. After seeing Nightstar go down, no pony was going to forget to keep trimmed while passing through the storm wall.
"Please, Celestia," she prayed, "just keep them airborne. Just once more."
Then it was too late for thinking. Rainbow Dash's understaffed, undertrained team of 3 hit the storm wall. Rarity was working as fast as she could. Her sewing machine had been broken, blown off of its shelf when hail had knocked in her windows. But her boutique still stood. The water had ruined half a dozen dresses, a closet full of hats, and bolts upon bolts of fabric that had been awaiting their moment to shine. The unicorn ignored all of it. She stood in the middle of her workroom, her eyes closed in concentration. 6 needles flew through sheets of fabric. She saw every missed stitch, every unaligned seam. It galled her, but she didn't slow. She felt terrible about all the destroyed homes. Though the loss of her materials was great, she still had 4 walls and a roof, while many ponies didn't have so much as a doorframe anymore. She concentrated on sewing. Faster. She needed to be faster. She needed every blanket she could get by nightfall. They didn't have to be pretty, they just needed to be warm. Finishing the blankets, she folded and set them down on her trunk with the 40 or so she had finished already. She grabbed the next bolt of cloth, the one woven out of gold. She had once gotten very angry at Sweetie Belle for turning this same fabric into mere capes for her friends. She unwound the bolt and began to sew. This bolt would make only 2 blankets. She hadn't had much of this material on her hand. Without hesitation, she grabbed the next scrap of fabric she'd available, her gown. It had heralded her rise into the upper reaches of the world of fashion, a reminder of her triumph. She ripped the seams without a second thought. Some of the pieces were very small. Those would do for bandages. The main sections of the dress could be fitted together without too much trouble. One more, she thought, searching for yet another of her creations that would serve.
Are you crazy?
The group of fillies and colts burst into a chorus of giggles. Pinkie Pie's stories were the only thing keeping their spirits up. And she's cheering up more than just the fillies and colts, thought Twilight. Mr. and Mrs. Cake had moved themselves to the library, and the Apple family was here too. Several other families had been forced from their homes by floodwaters. Many of the volunteer Pegasus ponies that had been sent to ground by the Weather Patrol leaders were here. The clouds were no refuge from the storm. "This is Bayard, Twilight," stated Applejack. She was soaked through, her poncho and hat doing little good against the driving rain. She'd been out trying to bring in families from all over Ponyville before the rising water cut them off and trapped them in their homes. "We need to evacuate the hospital, but if this here rain turns to hail again, we'll lose an awful lot of those injured flowers." Twilight glanced up at her friend at the mention of hail. Applejack's left eye was swollen shut, and blood still leaked from the cut she'd received when a golf ball-sized piece of ice had caught her dead on. She'd refused to quit going out into the storm, though. She claimed that Ponyville needed her. She'd been lucky. Maya Mare had taken a softball-sized hailstone to her foreleg. All right. I have an idea. I need to get Rarity and one or two other ponies. Twilight turned to leave, searching for the one she needed. And I'll round out some of the others to help care for the injured. Twilight found them quickly and explained their plan. They'd need to go out into the storm, using their magic to keep as much wind, rain, and ice from the injured Pegasus ponies as they could. They had all seen Applejack and the mayor. They knew the risks. They all agreed. Ponyville needed them. Applejack surveyed the destroyed trees. Acre upon acre of apple trees were gone. Trunks snapped 4 feet above the ground. She'd seen wind tumble trees and uproot them before. She'd even seen tornado damage before. But nothing like this. The path of devastation was more than half a mile wide. The barn was gone, nigh indistinguishable from the remains of shattered trunks. She picked her way carefully through the rubble. She had to find the cellar. Every pony was counting on her to find enough apples to feed them all until help could arrive. Applejack came to a stop as she heard a noise. What in tarnation? No pony was supposed to be out here except her. She listened closer. Some pony was sobbing. The sound seemed to be coming from behind the well house, which was still standing. Applejack paused at that. It was so very odd. Had the well house, a creaky, shabby old thing, had survived when nothing else in the area had. The next sob snapped her back into the present. She rounded the corner. Rainbow Dash was laid out full upon the ground, her rainbow-covered head buried in her hooves. Her body shook with inaudible sobs, though one caught in her throat as Applejack watched, making the noise that had caught the other pony's attention in the first place. Applejack's first instinct was to comfort her friend. But this was Rainbow Dash, the cockiest pony in Equestria. Would she want any pony seeing her like this? Applejack hesitated. Rainbow looked up in that moment, and her eyes, swollen and redder than normal, locked onto Applejack's. The Pegasus's wings snapped backward, and she hurled herself into Applejack, sobbing. Not sure what else to do, the Earth Pony put a leg around her friend's shoulder and let her cry without comment. Applejack saw what the young Pegasus had been lying next to. It was a flight vest, the kind the Weather Patrol used to keep track of each other in the dark, and two feathers, black, or perhaps very deep purple, caught in the girth. Rainbow?
Sugar Cube?
This ain't your fault, hun. She gave her friend a soft pat. Rainbow Dash lifted her head to look into her friend's eyes, her voice broken by sobs.
He never would have... He shouldn't have been up there. It is my fault.
Applejack's voice softened further.
We lost three other flyers last night, and not one of those wasn't a veteran weather worker like yourself.
I should have been better. I should have tried harder. If only I'd done more, no pony would have been hurt. I failed, and Ponyville paid the price.
She burst out in a new volley of tears.
Huh.
Applejack pushed Rainbow Dash back until she could stare straight into the sobbing mare's eyes. No pony
could have done anything about that storm. Even in Canterlot, they couldn't stop it. They say a mile-wide twister went right through the Sun Palace. Princess Celestia herself couldn't stop it.
She didn't mention the news from Cloudsdale. It wouldn't help Rainbow, and there wasn't anything any pony could do about it anyway. Rainbow just sobbed harder. Applejack stood there, the loss of her own home forgotten for the moment. Her friend needed her now. There would be time to deal with her own problems later. The library shook. A whimper of fear rose from the huddling ponies. Most of the village was gathered here now. The rising floodwaters had driven many from their homes. Applejack, Big Macintosh, Bon Bon, and many others had gone out into the storm, time and again, to drag as many ponies as they could into the library. Twilight had a plan. She hoped it would work. They were out of time. She closed her eyes and bit her lower lip, horn glowing purple. The nimbus of light increased until the frightened ponies' faces were all clearly visible. She concentrated harder, willing her magic to be strong enough. Pure white light shone through her closed eyelids. The twister, barreling straight for them, bounced off a shimmering purple shell. A tendril of Twilight's will reached into the tornado's heart. The tendril flared into a large wall of power, disrupting the churning whirlwind. Its energy expended, it dissipated. A cheer went up from the assembled ponies as the wind died down.
"Well, now we know it works,"
commented Spike, wiping sweat from his forehead.
"Yes, it works," pouted Twilight. "But I have no idea how many more times I can cast it."
The spell had taken more out of it than she thought had left.
"Twilight!"
Rainbow Dash stuck her head in the half-open door.
"We've got another one at 4 o'clock!
Rainbow Dash and Cloud Kicker had been the last two ponies to make it to the library. The two had grounded the rest of the Weather Patrol one by one as the Pegasiae began to falter. Neither one wanted to lose another friend. They battled the storm for another half an hour until Cloud Kicker was nearly torn apart by a whirlwind they'd been unable to dissipate. Dash had ordered her back. She had refused until Dash agreed to head to Ground 2. After ensuring Cloud Kicker was safe in the library, the brash Pegasus was unwilling to sit inside the tree while Twilight attempted to defend it after the storm. She'd taken duty as a lookout, trying to spot churning winds before they could damage the shelter. Twilight and Rainbow locked eyes. They both knew that neither would survive another confrontation with the storm.
"I'll buy you as much time as I can, Twilight, but it's not going to be much."
Twilight nodded, mouth suddenly dry. She licked her lips and steeled herself to cast the spell.
"You will do no such thing, Rainbow Dash," Rarity piped up.
Neither pony had seen her there.
"We've been watching Twilight, and we will deal with this one. You're not about to go sacrificing yourself for no reason."
Max, Seafoam, and Twinkle were all standing behind her.
"We will handle this one, so you don't either of you do anything rash."
She closed her eyes and her horn began to glow. The other three unicorns followed suit. Multicolored motes converged in the incoming tornado. The colors pressed themselves against the whirlwind, unable to penetrate. Stress was etched upon the unicorns' faces.
"You need to focus on the same point,"
Twilight urged. Rarity glanced at Twilight and gave her a small nod. She squeezed her eyes shut and gritted her teeth. Light surrounding her horn grew brighter. Slowly, the motes of light began to coalesce into a single tendril of power. All four of the struggling ponies were trembling with the strain of maintaining their spells. The tendril could not penetrate the outer wall of the storm. The funnel was very close now. Dash crouched, her wings spread wide. She'd need all the speed she could muster if she was going to buy them enough time. Twilight groaned aloud. Slowly, their power reformed into a multicolored spike of power, pressing against the whirling winds. The winds casually split and flowed around the penetrating point of magic. Twilight's heart sank. Her friends were all trying so hard, but they lacked her raw ability. She planted all four hooves solidly onto the ground and locked her knees. Closing her eyes in concentration, she prepared to cast the dregs of her magic into the teeth of the storm. Rarity squealed. Both Dash's and Twilight's attention was drawn towards their friend. The light from her horn pulsed and flickered, throwing sparks of power in all directions. Slowly, the spike flattened out into a large plane, pressing against the storm wall, bowing it inwards. Further and further until, at last, it sank into the center of the funnel. The whirlwind, its flow disrupted, dissipated. The light vanished as the four ponies collapsed with fatigue. Every pony rushed to check on the fallen unicorns. It was a minute or two before the spent spellcasters could do more than lie heaving on the ground.
I do hope that was the last one, Rarity finally spoke.
Twilight opened her mouth to say something, but Rainbow Dash caught her eye before any sound could escape. Dash shook her head meaningfully. She glanced over her shoulder, back out into the storm. They could already hear the wind already starting to build up again. It wouldn't be long before something would have to be done again. Twilight surveyed the damage to Ponyville from her vantage point on top of the school. It was bad, no doubt about it. Most of the homes had been torn apart, right down to the floorboards. They'd found roofs, almost whole, sitting on the ground next to the foundations they once covered. The carousel boutique, the library, and the school were pretty much undamaged. A few of the luckier homes had survived with only minor damage, but many buildings would need a lot of work to be habitable again. Hail had blown out nearly every window in Ponyville, and the shattered glass everywhere was making clean-up more dangerous. Half the town was just gone. Twilight was still in shock. Ponyville had been the first place she'd really connected to as a home, and now it was in shambles. She couldn't feel despair. She couldn't feel the loss. Not yet. She was completely drained of emotion. She was functioning on autopilot. The clean-up effort was going to need some pony to organise it and coordinate all the efforts. Twilight had stepped into that role readily with the mayor out of commission. Organising winter wrap-up had been good practice, but that had been fool's play in comparison. And I thought planting seeds had been a lot to do.
Twilight! Hey, Twilight!
Pinkie Pie leaned her head into the room through the doorway.
You're here!
She half-trotted, half-bounced into the room. What do you need, Pinkie?
Well, I was just wondering where every pony's favorite storm-stopping hero had gotten to. No pony has seen you since the last speech you gave. And I thought to myself, Pinky, she's been up all day and did so much magic last night. What if she needs a nap?
Looking out over the ruined town again, Twilight said, I don't feel like much of a hero right now.
Are you kidding? Why, without you, half the ponies in town would have been at home instead of here. I mean, sure, some ponies may have come here, but until you came, no pony ever really thought about the library. At least, I never thought about the library. I mean, I had all the cookbooks I needed. Why would I go to a library?
It was true. Almost no pony had come to the library for shelter without someone else bringing them in. Pinky, I...
Firefly and Cloudkicker both said that your shielding spell helped every pony up there!
The spell had been an old one. Back from the days the weatherworking ponies had to deal with similar, smaller storms on a regular basis. No pony had remembered it, but Twilight's obsessive delving into forgotten tomes had unearthed it. Her spirits began to lift.
And the way you changed that spring cleaning spell into a super-duper storm-stopping special? That was amazing!
Twilight's pride perked up at that. She had done that, hadn't she? Creating an almost entirely new spell on the fly like that. She wouldn't have believed she could do it before.
And now you're taking charge of the cleanup effort? I mean, you're just so... so...
bossy, supplied Twilight with a tiny smirk.
Amazing!
Finished Pinkie Pie, punctuating the word by jumping up into the air, her hair and hooves spreading in all directions. She seemed to hang there for a moment. Twilight rolled her eyes. That was Pinkie for you.
And the way you...
Twilight let Pinky's chatter wash over her as she looked out over town. Pinky's right. I did make a difference. Much of the burden she had piled upon herself lifted with the thought. But a tear slid slowly down her cheek. Snapshot was beyond exhausted. She'd spent everything she had helping Twilight defend the library. Every pony with the slightest bit of magic had helped, was helping. A bolt of lightning split the sky. The flash of light revealed the world as a series of unmoving images. She could see Rainbow Dash silhouetted against the angry black sky. The strange illumination gave detail and definition to every feather pulled tightly against that cyan body. It highlighted every strand of hair on the Pegasus's head. The light gleamed off of the hoof, extending out towards some new threat. The look of anger fixed upon her face made it clear that the storm had offended her personally. Snapshot could imagine her hurling challenges and spitting invective into the wind. In the darkness, she had lost track of time. Each flash of lightning, each unexpected strobe, revealed a new scene composed by this unnatural storm. Though exhausted, she was unable to sleep. Her night passed as a series of instants frozen in the revealing light of the storm. Twilight Sparkle, standing before the open door, caught in a moment between spells. The poor pony carrying the entire weight of a town on her back. Her mane, usually curled so adorably around her neck, hanging straight down. The water-drenched locks hiding the unicorn's face. Her slumping shoulders and sagging neck, the only visible signs of her fatigue. A shroud of rain flying against the wind. Twilight and four others straining to once again defeat nature gone mad. Their coats dripping with rain and perspiration. Five sets of eyes closed in concentration. Five faces contorting with effort. Five glowing streams of light merging into one. Applejack's sister holding her crying friends tight. The young filly's faces buried in the protected embrace. The expression on the Earth Pony's face showing her desire to take an active role and her frustration at being unable to. Twilight, legs locked, sleeping at her chosen post. Rainbow Dash shushing a nervous stallion, her extended wings shielding her friend from the rain and wind. Applejack dragging an exhausted Rarity from her place by the door. The unicorn's mouth opened in protest. The orange pony's face set stubbornly, her good eye radiating concern for her opal friend. A wind-blown limb hanging suspended in the air. A rainbow-maned silhouette bracing for the collision. Purple fire splitting the limb before the Pegasus's crossed legs. A roof torn from its foundation, almost whole, spiraling upwards into the churning sky. The weather vane atop its peak spinning wildly. A wind-blown apple splintering the doorframe. Pinky offering a steaming cup to a bleary-eyed Rainbow Dash. Bon Bon drying the dripping door wardens. Then, nothing. A soft, silvery light seemed to bathe the outside world. The unnatural shoot was over. Snapshot closed her eyes. Sleep descended quickly. It was getting on towards late afternoon. Applejack had joined Fluttershy in her efforts to find or account for all the animals in Ponyville. For every pony else, the crisis was past. Not so for the shy filly. There wasn't much the loyal pony could do for the large-hearted Pegasus other than help her search through the tumbled remains of Ponyville. Fluttershy had long since moved beyond her tiny veil. There were animals who didn't live close to her after all. No pony had really felt like digging through the rubble looking for them. They'd all had enough loss of their own. Seeing Fluttershy tirelessly throw herself at this task had forced the Earth Pony's hoof. She just couldn't leave her friend to face the task alone, and the work would keep her too busy to fret. Applejack and Fluttershy bucked another downed tree off of the stone fence line that surrounded the Tyne Hall. A family of mice had lived under an upturned stone here. Applejack suppressed a sigh, made sure that her own depression wasn't showing on her face. There was no sign of the mouse family. She glanced over at her friend. Fluttershy was on the verge of tears again.
Come along now, Sugar Cube. We'll try on over here.
Those masks probably just moved on down a hole or two. She made sure that she sounded confident. It was about the only thing holding her tender-hearted friend together. Fluttershy, blinking back tears that had begun to form, nodded. They began the arduous task of moving debris a few feet over. Fluttershy froze.
Applejack? Do you hear that?
The Earth Pony hadn't heard anything, but she froze in place, letting Fluttershy listen. The yellow Pegasus jumped, flapping her wings to gain a few feet of altitude, and landed on top of a small group of downed oaks. She stood still, peering into the mess of branches.
Applejack, I think some pony's in there.
She began to grab and tear branches out of the tangle.
Get Twilight on one of the nurses. It is some pony.
Ponyville's most dependable pony raced off to find the help they'd need. When she returned with Nurse White, having sent Twilight on ahead, they found that the pair had peeled back the layers of the tree branches and revealed a yellow and white suit of a weather patrol pony. It was Silver Lining, the leader of Team 3. Between the four of them, they eventually extracted the flyer from the trees. It wasn't pretty. The Pegasus had hit the upper branches at speed. Nurse White worked quickly. The trauma routines she'd so rarely used before had become almost second nature. The team of four managed to stabilize the injured Pegasus. She would need constant attention over the next several days. But they had found her in time. She'd live. She may even be able to fly again someday. By day's end, the ponies had made good strides towards implementing Twilight's plan. They had cleared out an area near the library and set up an open-air kitchen. They had cleaned a few of the less damaged buildings and patched the larger holes. It would at least give every pony someplace to sleep tonight. Many of the rooms would be drafty, but Rarity's blankets would take care of that. Pinky sat outside the library, a half-eaten apple in her grasp. It had been a long day. Long days would continue for a while yet. They still needed to finish building shelters before it got too much colder. They needed to replant as many apple trees as they could. They'd need them come spring. Just removing all the debris would take weeks. She had her own work cut out for her. It would be exhausting keeping all of her friends' spirits up over the next week. That was the task she'd assigned herself as Ponyville's premier party pony. She heard a rustle of feathers and the sound of hooves gently touching down on the ground behind her. She turned to see a gloomy rainbow dash behind her. It hurt so much to see her friend in pain, but there wasn't much Pinky could do for her that Applejack hadn't. Dash would just need some time. She pushed the smile she'd been wearing all day back into place.
Dashy!
She greeted her friend. Normally, she may have hopped or danced in place, but she didn't feel much like dancing. Well, maybe just a little bit.
Pinky Pie, Dash acknowledged her. Twilight wanted me to find you. She said some pony needs to help calm the folds again.
They can't sleep. They're afraid of the dark. She checked her smile again. Gratifyingly, it hadn't slipped an inch.
Afraid of the dark? Why, I have just the thing for that!
Cheered somewhat, both by her smile's recovering persistence and the prospect of a song, she began to trot past Rainbow. She stopped and turned to her friend. Maybe there was something she could do after all. She decided to take the gamble.
You should come too, Dashy. After all, what silly filly or bolty colty would possibly be scared with Rainbow Dash at hoof?
Dash said nothing. She didn't even look at Pinky.
Please, Dash,
she mentally urged. She just knew that if she let Rainbow go off and brood, it would be twice as hard to bring her back to her old cheerful self. Seconds ticked past. Pinky felt her smile waver.
I blew it!
Suddenly, Dash turned and looked Pinky straight in the eyes. Pinky stood stock still, scarcely daring to breathe. Will she do it?
Do you really think that?
Relief flooded through Pinky.
Of course I do, silly! You're the awesomest pony in Equestria! With you there, they won't even remember to be afraid of the dark!
The corner of Dash's mouth twitched upwards into a slight smirk. Pinky nearly danced with joy.
All right, then.
If you need the help of Ponyville's coolest pony, you'll have it. The grin now spreading across Pinky's face wasn't the one she had been forcing into place all day. The two ponies set off in the direction of the library.
Oh, I know!
Pinky was hopping now.
You can tell them the story of how Equestria was made.
Dash gave her friend a worried look.
Pinky, what are you talking about? You know, the one with you racing those colts that had been bullying Fluttershy around, and so you challenged them to a race with all the Pegasi were there? Or was it Pegasuses? I can never remember. Anyway, you raced them, and Fluttershy fell off the cloud, and Pinkie Pie, you are so random.
Pinky looked out of the window at the top of the library. She could see the beginnings of the new bakery by the light of the setting sun. In only 3 weeks, they had cleared all of the debris in town and got enough wind-tight shelters for every pony. The sound of music drifted in from the open door, bringing a grin to her face. The party had, of course, been her idea.
Pinky! Shouted Rainbow Dash. Come on! You're gonna miss Pin the Tail on the Pony! I love that game!
Pinky smiled. She zipped towards the door where Dash waited.
I don't know how you do it, Pinkie Pie. Do what? This?
Pinky used her one hoof to stretch her mouth downwards while another drew her forehead upwards. The face drew a giggle from Dash.
Pinkie Pie, you are so random. I don't know how you've kept laughing throughout this entire thing. Oh, Dashy, if I didn't take the time to laugh and smile, then what would be the point?
Dash thought on this a moment. She was on the verge of asking Pinkie Pie the point of what, but she never got the chance.
Race you downstairs!
Pinkie yelled as she leaped the guardrail, landed on the banister, and slid down it.
Hey, no fair! Cried Rainbow Dash.
The Pegasus propelled herself after her swiftly departing friend. What would be the point indeed? Besides, it's not like she didn't have the most important things in the world right here with her.
Wahoo!
That was Storm. It was written by Kitts and read by Scribbler. Okay, I hope people enjoyed that. It's an older fanfic, that one. I think it's from 2011. I forget the exact date now, but I remember the author, him herself, making a comment in the comments of the fic that it is 2 years old, as of this time in 2013. So, bit of a step back in time. I think it still holds up to the test of time anyway. It still holds up against other fics today. And I find it quite, well, fun to do. Weirdly enough, the hardest bit and yet the funnest bit was crying. Simply because my dog kept coming in to investigate who was hurting me and could she come and bite them and make me happy again. And they're cursing her, going, I need to cry for a minute and you keep coming in about 10 seconds and trying to rescue me from myself. So it was nice. But also quite irritating and funny, because by the third time she was getting irritated with me and I was getting irritated with her, and it's just, you've got to laugh or you go mad. I'm talking to a dog, so I think that might actually already be a given. Oh well, I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope people come back next time. I hope people leave feedback this time, and I hope people leave suggestions. I will say, if people are going to leave suggestions, please can you try and leave me one shots to do. I've got a couple. Hello, she's here again. Hello. If you can hear that clinking in the background, that's the dog. Hello? Ow, get off of me, ow, me, you're standing on my foot. And, I hope people leave me suggestions of one-shots, because I've got a couple of multi-parters already going. I haven't posted some of them yet, but they're already in process, so I'm looking for one-shots for suggestions. So if anybody has any of those, I'm sorry if I haven't got back to you yet. There's one person who emailed me that I really need to get back to, but things have just been so crazy lately. No excuse. So if you are that person, you're listening, I heartily apologise. It's my fault entirely. I'll shut up now. Okay. I hope everybody is well. And be lovely to each other. And see you next time. Good night, everybody.